Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
So we are hurrying through this new year. May the Lord bless you as we move forward through the calendar. In my congregation, I asked if people were feeling optimistic about this new year after the events in Venezuela. Only a few might put their hands up. Yet we went on to affirm that whatever our passing feelings and emotions, the Lord's presence is in the midst of troublous times. There is always a word of grace for the living of our days. My name is Nigel Parker, minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, and together with our supporters, I welcome you to this programme on CJMQ Radio.
Thank you.
Words from Isaiah chapter 42. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out, or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smouldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his teaching the islands will put their hope. This is what God the Lord says, the creator of the heavens, who stretches them out, who spreads out the earth with all that springs from it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. I will not yield my glory to another or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. Let us pray. God of light and God of life, we give thanks that you have revealed your own self to us in the person of Jesus, who at his baptism you named him Beloved, and who said that Jesus brought you great joy. We give thanks for the joy that Jesus brings into many of our lives, as well as the many challenges we have faced on our faith journey. We give thanks and praise to you, our God, for the way our own faith has developed, perhaps in childhood, in youth, when we believed so simply and easily that you loved us. We give thanks for the years of our passion and idealism and our years of commitment, and for the maturity of faith that comes from life's experiences. All praise and thanks to our God, who has revealed himself to us in so many ways and in so many circumstances, and especially in those times of struggle and uncertainty. Today we bless you for our Saviour Jesus, who was seen and heard and handled by human hands, and whose witness is so clear in our Bibles, and whose spirit joins with our spirits as we call you Father, the Father of Jesus and our Father. Today we shall remember how Jesus joined us in his baptism, as faithful servant, fully your Son in his identification with our fallen human race. And today we give thanks that our sins have been dealt with, as we offer ourselves afresh to you in worship, conscious of our sin and weakness, but embracing afresh the love and forgiveness which light up our lives through this same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 3, at verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Jesus replied, Let it be so now, for it is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. And then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Amen. We don't do audience research and Gallup polls to find out who listens to the Word of Grace or what their background is. I'm always pleasantly surprised as I go about the community when someone says to me, I listen to you on a Sunday morning. You good folks of the Word of Grace audience come from a broad background. And I generally assume that most, but certainly not all folks listening to this broadcast, have some kind of faith and some kind of church connection, or they have had in the past, or they would like to have such a faith and a connection in the future. In leading these broadcasts, I hope that while I recognise I come from a generally conservative part of the church, I will be able to say things that most Christians of most persuasions would agree with most of the time. There are things that bring tension and disagreements and indeed schisms to churches, and one of those is baptism. So when the reading for this morning is about Jesus' baptism, you might be wondering what can be said that will not fragment this radio congregation. The story of Jesus being baptized by John in the Jordan is one of the most certain stories in the whole Gospels. Even the most sceptical scholars who dismiss most of the Jesus stories as legends can believe that this one was an actual event. We hear it referred to in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, and it's even recorded in some of the apocryphal, the spurious accounts of Jesus' life. Yet for our purposes this morning, this is not about infant baptism or believer's baptism, or whether baptism is by sprinkling or pouring or immersion. It is simply this. Jesus was baptized. Matthew chapter 3 verse 6 says that people were coming to be baptized, confessing their sins. And then he quotes John in Matthew chapter 3 verse 11, I baptize you with water for repentance. And so Matthew's gospel was making clear that the purpose of John's baptism was to provide an occasion for Jewish people to confess their sins and repent and get right with God. But if Jesus came from God and was of God and was God, why the need to be baptized? He had no sin to repent of. Jesus says, Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. It is fitting. That is why he is doing it. It is fitting. Well, what is fitting? Fulfilling all righteousness is fitting. It's being a servant of God, someone who's come to do the will of God, someone who's come to be obedient to the mind and the heart and the purpose of God. And the will of God is that we turn to God. Jesus came to fulfill all righteousness. He identified with the need for God. He is consecrating himself to God the Father by the Holy Spirit. He was baptized into being a servant of God. His baptism was his being caught up and anointed into the will of God. The opening words of this broadcast from Isaiah the prophet said, Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. Jesus' baptism is his identifying with the will and purpose and mission of God. If he had said, I don't need to be baptized, then he would have been saying to God the Father, I'm not one with your purpose. I'm not one with the mission of God. But how could he who is God say no to God himself? He had to be baptized. But secondly, Jesus is also saying yes to us. Jesus' baptism represents his identification with the people he came to save. The Apostle Paul tells us that God made him who knew no sin to become sin on our behalf. And this taking of our sin was not just for 3 hours on the cross. Jesus' whole ministry involved his taking our place. But it was at the baptism that John shouted out, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." Though Jesus had no sin, Jesus identified with sinners. He said, in effect, "I will live where they live. I will go through what they go through. I will not be above them. I will be with them. I will take the cleansing waters as one of them. I am on the side of sinners." And so God has come amongst us in Jesus Christ. He made his way out to the wilderness with the people. He saw their needs. He felt the heartbeat of their concerns. He gathered their tears. He collected their hopes. He knew how hard their lives were. He knew their poverty and their confusion. He knew the brokenness in their relationships. He knew their estrangement from the Father, the soul-deep loneliness of lost humanity. And he scooped all of these to himself and carried them into the river. He was baptized for us. And the echoes of Jesus' baptism reverberate through his life and still resound to the world to this day. In AD 312, the Roman Emperor Constantine was converted to Christianity. And in 323 AD, our faith was the public religion of the Roman Empire. And with the subsequent conversion of multitudes of former pagans, a massive number of baptisms occurred. And so the church constructed many beautiful baptistries to receive these new believers. And over time, vivid depictions of Jesus' baptism were added as frescoes or mosaics. So at places such as the baptistry in Ravenna or in the catacombs of San Ponziano, we see that these new believers went down into the pool of water against a backdrop of Jesus standing in the Jordan with John while the dove of the Holy Spirit was coming down. They literally entered the story. Their baptisms were a participation in Jesus' baptism, and so is ours. In our baptisms, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we are caught up into Jesus' relationship with God. We are called the beloved. And we know our sins to be forgiven. In baptism, Jesus says yes to God, and he says yes to us. And in our baptisms, we say, by the Holy Spirit, yes to God, and yes to his forgiveness. Amen.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turned his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man of my sins upon his shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there. until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything. No gifts, no power, no wisdom. But I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give up. But this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer. But this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom.
We turn to God with thanksgiving and praise. Let us pray. We give you all thanks and praise, O God, for in you and through you all righteousness is fulfilled. When your voice first thundered over the seas, you created the heavens and spread out of the earth. You breathed the spirit of life into us and called your people to be a light to the nations. And when the time came to declare new things amongst us, you gave us your servant, Jesus the Christ, your chosen one in whom you are well pleased. You anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and sent him to open eyes long blind and to release those imprisoned in darkness. And when he was put to death, you raised him on the third day, making the earth shudder with the birth pains of new life, and raising with him all those who have died with him in the waters of baptism. Gracious God, we thank you for every gift which keeps us alive and well, for everyone who's helped us in this past week, for good work and restoring leisure, and for any special blessing that we may have received in these past days. We are grateful for all who have passed on good thought and practice to us, and for the light of good literature and screen. Today we give thanks for the prophets who spoke and sang the revelation you gave them, for disciples and writers who kept safe the stories of Jesus for future generations, and for those who shared this gospel light with us. May it shine in our lives, blessing others with the light of Jesus, the light which was there at the very beginning, the light of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We bring you our prayers for a world in turmoil and for leaders. May they walk in the light and give hope and good counsel. We pray for those whose homes and loved ones have been destroyed, for refugees, for those looking after children and the aged, for the sick and distressed, and for those on our hearts whom we name in a moment of quiet. Hear us as we remember those for whom this season is a challenge, for public servants who work to keep roads and drains and laws and finances clear and serviceable, for artists, writers, and filmmakers who perhaps feel their creativity is going through a winter season, for charities and other bodies seeking to survive. Bless your church, Lord, in its living and sharing the gospel, and guide the leaders of congregations. Help us all to understand the times we live in, to discern the presence of your kingdom, and to walk in light. All this and all we pray in the name of Jesus, in whose words we pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
I'll walk with God from this day on. His helping hand I'll lean upon. This is my prayer, my humble plea. May the Lord be
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.